Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Friday, the 22nd of October 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets, economics, and the world of business. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 closed the day flat at 7,413 points. For the week, the market edged up 1% to finish at a one-month high. Retail and property stocks did well today, while energy and materials companies fell back. The banks were generally lower, Telstra was flat, and property giant Goodman Group was up 1.1%. Among the large caps, BHP, Rio Tinto and Santos were all down around 2%. Woodside Petroleum was off 3%. On the other side of the ledger, Wesfarmers was up more than 3%. Woolworths Group jumped 1.6%. And the healthcare stocks, Fisher & Paykel, Ramsay Healthcare, Cochlear and ResMed all did well. Health group Healius was the best performer of the top 200, up 4.4% following its upbeat guidance a couple of days ago. Lynas Rare Earths was the worst performer, down more than 8% after management said COVID outbreaks in Malaysia had slowed its production during the September quarter. Freight rail operator Aurizon fell more than 6% after it revealed it had made a $2.4 billion bid for One Rail. It was a big day for travel news, even if the stock prices didn't move too much. Qantas boss Alan Joyce brought forward international flights out of Sydney. Some of the first destinations include Singapore, Fiji, Johannesburg, Delhi, Phuket, and Bangkok. All 11,000 Qantas staff who have been stood down will be back in work by December. That's great news. One business that has suffered during COVID is waste disposal. Cleanaway's AGM was held today, and boss Mark Schubert said earnings were down around $4 million each month during lockdowns. However, Mr. Schubert said things were picking up again. In other COVID news, Victoria recorded almost 2,200 cases today, and New South Wales recorded 345. The ACT had 13 cases, while there were none in Queensland. That's notwithstanding an Uber driver yesterday tested positive and had been in the community for 10 days. Victoria's joined New South Wales in ending quarantine for vaccinated travellers. Great news there. They can do that because their vaccination rates are rising. The Aussie dollar heads into the weekend trading at just under 75 US cents. Brent crude has come off ever so slightly and gold is heading towards $1,800 an ounce. Just recapping Wall Street's close this morning, there was a reversal of fortunes in late trading, with the NASDAQ closing up nearly 0.6%. The S&P 500 was also higher, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished flat. And there was some good news out of China. Property giant Evergrande, which has $300 billion in liabilities, made its interest payments that have been due since September. There's more to come, but it staves off a disaster for now. That's it for the afternoon market report for Friday, the 22nd of October, 2021. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the weekend edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.